Hello, monsters and men, ladies and ugly people. My name is Josh Withers. This little ditty is just a few seconds of me downloading all my years of experience and thoughts and opinions about getting married into a little thing that we call a podcast and or a vlog. This is a little ditty that the weird people can listen to and say, you know what, I reckon my wedding could be better because of this. So this is a podcast for the odd ones out that look at all the blogs and the magazines and think, gosh, I just don't think that's me, if you know what I'm talking about. This is a podcast for the rebels. This is the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Today we're talking about something that no one talks about. I can guarantee you that this word has never been the title of a blog post on A Practical Wedding or on Hello May or on Martha. I can guarantee you Martha Stewart's not talking about this. This is a word that you won't see published in any other wedding publication because, well, I've got to be honest with you. It's way sexier than wet weather backups, but it's not as sexy as like, this is color themes, because it's something that's really hard to actually talk about, which is why I'm not really going to lecture on it today, which, you know, that's totally my vibe, lecturing people. But I'm just going to spend a few seconds giving you a few examples of how this word has impacted on me as a marriage celebrant standing at the front of weddings. And just, I hope that maybe you could take it a little bit into your soul so that as you're creating your wedding, heck, as you're creating your life, that this could be something you just have in the back of your mind. The word is vibe. Vibe. Such an undescribable kind of aspect because you can't measure a vibe. You can't put vibe in a bottle. You can't order more vibe. It's just exists, just stands there. And my job as a celebrant is to try and wrangle that vibe, try and create a vibe, usher in a vibe. And there's so many things that affect that. Recently, I've been at ceremonies where there's kids. And you know what? Kids are kids, but kids being at your ceremony, and I'm talking like a lot of kids. I'm talking like a large number of kids. They bring a certain vibe. No kids brings another different kind of vibe. The ceremony being kind of far away from the guests brings like a performy, kind of like a stage production kind of vibe. Being too close is like a too close vibe. Like if I'm right up in your face like that, you're like, oh, that's a bit weird. Or if I'm all the way back here, just starts creating different vibes. Also, you can't hear me as much. Thunder. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's thunder. If you can't, it sounds like but there's much bigger thunder than my voice. Vibe is something that we often walk away from a wedding and describe it in certain ways. And we'll talk about the food or the drinks or the whatever. But what we're actually talking about is the vibe. You see, my job as a celebrant is one where I can't really usher in a vibe as much as I talked about it before and I kind of tell people I can. All I can really do is turn up the volume on an existing vibe. And I can influence the vibe. Like there's things, this is an Australian culture thing. If there's seats laid out for a ceremony, like there always is, Australians just bloody well won't sit in them because we're all so lovely and polite. We'll all sit there and like, oh, you know, you sit, I'm saving the seat for someone else. I'm like, yeah, but the ceremony's about to begin, mate, and all the seats are empty, and this place is lacking vibe terribly because if I'm giving a seminar, for example, to an empty room, that brings a really crappy vibe. That's part of the reason I ask people to put phones away in the ceremony. Like, I know there's photographer reasons, there's videographer reasons. My reason, vibe. Like, if I'm sitting here like this, just talking to you guys, and that's a sucky vibe. But I put my phone down and I give you all my attention. That's the better vibe. That if you have maybe a round of drinks before the ceremony, brings a certain kind of vibe. If you have a paid bar, another kind of vibe. Now, I'm not saying any of these is right or wrong, but maybe just try and think about what kind of vibe it all does. White linen, certain kind of vibe. No linen or, you know, like fancy things on tables or a buffet or a sit-down three-course meal. All of these different options affect the vibe. The actual celebrant you have kind of vibe. If you get a personal photographer like Josh Withers, I'm not Josh, I am Josh Withers, but I haven't got a wedding photography business. But if you get Josh Withers wedding photography, that brings a certain kind of vibe. Then Studio X photography where you don't know who your photographer is, but God, thank God you saved $1,000 because that photographer you've never met will bring a certain kind of vibe compared to another kind of vibe that a personal photographer might bring. If your videographer and your photographer don't get along, certain kind of vibe. very common. DJ, live music, good DJ, good band, cheap DJ, cheap band, all different vibes. Vibe, I would say, is this underlying river that runs beneath your whole wedding that you, unless you're actually thinking about it, you'll end up with a certain kind of vibe and you'll blame it on someone. You'll be like, the photographer was crap. But the photographer's just picking up the vibe that's there. You see, as much as we would love to place the blame on all of our wedding vendors for how awesome or crap our wedding was, and this guy, you see how I said the word awesome? Because we can't take the credit for that either. Because what's actually happening is vibe. It's all vibe management. And if I, as a celebrant, walk into a ceremony where there's awesome vibe, I'll make an awesome ceremony. If I walk into a ceremony where there's not great vibe, I don't know. I've got to work hard that day. It's a struggle. I've got photographer friends that would tell me that they can shoot two different weddings with the exact same skill level, equipment, you know, SD cards, filters, whatever. One will be amazing, one will be terrible because the vibe's just not there. I don't want to saddle you with this big, awkward, long responsibility, but maybe it's something you could think about as you look at your budget and you go cheap on some things and expensive on others. What kind of vibe will that bring? As you think about the people that will speak into a microphone, whether it's an MC or your celebrant, and me as your MC, or what kind of celebrant you have, or what you tell us to do, what kind of vibe will that bring? Even your photographer and your videographer, and you know, let's extend this to florists and stylists as well, sign people, all that kind of thing. As you encroach on their creativity and kind of tell them how to do their job, will you be bringing a different kind of vibe as opposed to you saying, hey, Jim, photographer, just do what you think is amazing? And I hope that you've got someone that's creative and skilled enough to do that. Because I know that not so skilled photographers will be like, oh, I actually would like a shot of this because I don't know what I'm doing. Vibe is that thing that we just can't measure. We can't put our heads around, but yet it affects everything. My name is Josh Withers. I certainly do bring the vibe. I'm a marriage celebrant. You can find me online at marriedbyjosh.com. And I hope that even this whole series of podcasts and vlogs will bring a certain kind of vibe to your wedding planning that would be helpful and lovely. And if it is, maybe, you know, hey, you could tell someone. Like, you could say, hey, Mum. I don't know if Mum wants to listen to this. Mum might not like this. Don't tell your Mum. Between you and me, Mum doesn't know. But tell someone. So, hey, you should check out The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. The website's therebels.guide. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, websites, all your favorite podcast things, YouTube, get onto it. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Have a spectacular day. Ladies, gents, children, friends, enemies, people that are getting married and people that just stumbled upon this podcast or vlog because they didn't know what they were looking for, you are listening to My Name is Josh Withers and this is Morgan Roberts.
Hey, how you going?
And this is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And today I've dragged my friend Morgan in from the spare bedroom to talk about getting photographed. Now we can, because wedding photography is something you and I talk about forever, but I directly wanted to address something that I think a lot of people are scared of or weird about, or just they just don't understand. And because we were talking about this earlier and I don't think I explained it well enough. Before your wedding, so your whole life up until then, every photo is like someone's got a camera and and we take and we got a silly grin, that kind of thing. And wedding photos don't look like that because they're different photos. So the question that I want to pose to you is this, how do we get photographed? So, and the situation is we've just had the ceremony. I've just rocked my ass off as a celebrant.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's giving them a hug and a kiss and a high five.
So we're not talking about the documentary style. We're talking about the stuff that you're freaking out about is, I guess what you mean is your portrait session or your official photo. I hate the official photo. Portrait session is the easy way.
So it's the photos when no one else is there. You're in some sexy woods and there's golden light because the sun's about to fall.
I love those sexy woods.
You're getting photographed in some sexy woods. And I was like, hey, this forest looks shit house.
You and I have been in some sexy woods before.
Wow.
The podcast where we go deep with Josh. Hey. I guess the way I treat it with my couples is, and I tell them before and I remind them on the day, is that there's that little period of time, it's kind of not just a photo session. It's kind of a nice little palate cleanser between where, you know, two pretty busy, traditionally busy moments of the wedding day. So, you know, you've got your ceremony, you've got your reception, and that's where heaps of people are there and they're demanding of your nicely demanding, but they're taking up a lot of your time and your energy, and they're there for you and you're there for them and all those sort of things. Whereas if you can, but you have to remember that a wedding's about these two people. And so having that, treating that as a bit of a palate cleanser to actually say, okay, well, we're actually now going to just go spend some time with each other, have a bit of sorbet, have a bit of that sort of just relax, actually be present with each other. Yeah, a sorbet is a palate cleanser between courses. You know, that's actually what sorbet is for, or at least it could be used for.
I thought it was just like,
welcome to the
guys,
food podcast with Morgan and Josh.
We couldn't afford good ice cream, so we got some shit ice cream. It's called sorbet.
Some shit.
That's what
I thought. Whatever, mate. I don't know where you grew up, but anyway, that's kind of how I try and encourage my couples to do it, because if you're there and you're present, then you're not, at least in the first part, I try and take a step back, let people actually have some time and moments with each other. And then from that, great photographs happen, because people just automatically start, however many times I try and tell people, just relax, like, that doesn't really work.
I always find with Brit that if she's ever not calm, I just tell her, baby,
just be calm.
Just calm down.
No, that works
and
every single time.
She just calms down.
It's really good advice.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have a podcast.
I just do this out every week. It's
good gear.
So
a palate cleanser.
How do I look natural in photographs?
Oh, that's such a open-ended 5-hour podcast question, which we don't really have time for, but
and
I just think
30 seconds.
I think in a way it is actually as simple as forget you're being photographed, but that's not your job to do. That's actually in a way is the photographer's job to set that scene and allow for that to happen.
But what if we're worried about like a double chin or like, because we've got those things. Like, we know we're being photographed and we want to look beautiful in our photographs. Well, I do
Is it somewhat dismissive if I just say you have to leave it to a professional to do those sort of things? Do you reckon that's a valid answer?
Well, that's what I want people to hear is that, like, are you thinking about them looking beautiful in photographs?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what they want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, we are. I mean, we're never going to publish a bad. Trust me, I take so many bad photos. that's a great. You
just
know,
look at his Instagram
Roberts
feed.
Bad
photos.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. At
Morgan
bad
Roberts.
Photos.
No, it's just a normal one at Morgan Roberts weddings.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, mate. We'll do the plugs at the end. I'll do the plugs at the end. Alrighty. Thank you so much. But basically, it is actually quite up to that. Like, we're going to take so many bad ones to get some good ones, just because of the nature of the beast. Hopefully. There's going to be one or two good ones if you get a good photographer. But that's kind of what we bank on is like, look, we know what's good. We have processes and ways to do that. But I really think it all comes down to encouraging an actual space to relax and be with each other that is conducive to great portraits. Other than that, I think it's, yeah.
I have done the smallest amount of TV, maybe more than most people. And I was on the first season of Married at First Sight, which is something I feel I have to say in that point. but that was a really the first shoot day for that was actually really stressful because the director kept on asking me to do things like face this way, turn this way. Can you hold it like this? And like there was a bit where because they needed me to hold a book, which is like, I don't hold books in ceremonies, but they needed
me
to hold
a
book.
That's what a celebrant
does.
That's
what a celebrant does. Like their main job is holding a book in a ceremony. Not creating an awesome vibe or anything like that. So I needed to hold a book that I would read from because I had to go by the script they had for me. But I had to hold the book in a way that it looked like I was holding a book, but not too much of it. It was weird.
Do this thing, but don't look like you're doing this thing.
Yeah. And the directors are just the whole time, they're like, all right, we're going to do that again, but from this angle, we're going to do it again, but with this inflection and blah, 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 blah. And I found that really stressful, just like in this point. Like if I was like, actually just hold the mic like that and actually... Yeah, like
and now be natural.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I know some photographers do the whole chin or whatever, but
I think sometimes it's okay to jump in, but like it's keeping that to a minimum I think is really important because then the more you do that, the more people could get too self-conscious about it.
But what I had to learn from the director, and I think it's same for wedding photography, is the director had my best interest in mind. Well, they wanted me / the show to look really good. And is that is that true for wedding photography?
Yeah, 100%. Totally.
You're not hoping people look like dickheads?
I would just hope that no one is ever hoping that ever. So that, I guess that's it.
Okay, good answer. Cool. Morgan Roberts Photography is the name that you see on a website, but his name is Morgan Roberts. His last name is not Photography. Just to
that would
that
be
up.
That would be very strange. Fate would be very quite a twisted fate that I'd ended
your
up.
Your parents
doing that.
Are like, no, that is what he's
don't,
doing.
Don't be a psychologist, please. You can find me at Morgan Roberts Weddings on Instagram at, and also at Morgan Roberts Photo for non-wedding stuff. Like you tried to before, but you did a really bad job because you were making a joke about me at my expense. So anyway, thanks.
Well, talking about plugging things, if you know someone that doesn't watch this show or listen to this podcast, which let me just tell you, is pretty much the whole planet. There's a small chunk of people that are into this and most of the planet isn't into this. So if you know someone on the planet, please let them know that this exists and it may help them. I hope. My name is Josh Withers. This is Morgan Roberts. You've been listening to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Ladies, gents, children, friends, enemies, people that are getting married and people that just stumbled upon this podcast or vlog because they didn't know what they were looking for, you are listening to My Name is Josh Withers and this is Morgan Roberts.
Hey, how you going?
And this is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And today I've dragged my friend Morgan in from the spare bedroom to talk about getting photographed. Now we can, because wedding photography is something you and I talk about forever, but I directly wanted to address something that I think a lot of people are scared of or weird about or just they just don't understand. And because we were talking about this earlier and I don't think I explained it well enough. Before your wedding, so your whole life up until then, every photo is like someone's got a camera and we got a silly grin, that kind of thing. And wedding photos don't look like that because they're different photos. So the question that I want to pose to you is this, how do we get photographed? So, and the situation is we've just had the ceremony. I've just rocked my ass off as a celebrant.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's giving them a hug and a kiss and a high five.
So we're not talking about the documentary style. We're talking about the stuff that you're freaking out about is, I guess what you mean is your portrait session or your official photo. I hate the official photo. Portrait session is the easy way.
So it's the photos when no one else is there. You're in some sexy woods and there's golden light because the sun's about to fall.
I love those sexy woods.
You're getting photographed in some sexy woods. And I was like, hey, this forest looks shit house.
You and I have been in some sexy woods before.
Wow.
The podcast where we go deep with Josh. Hey. I guess the way I treat it with my couples is, and I tell them before and I remind them on the day is that there's that little period of time, it's kind of not just a photo session. It's kind of a nice little palate cleanser between where, you know, two pretty busy, traditionally busy moments of the wedding day. So, you know, you've got your ceremony, you've got your reception, and that's where heaps of people are there and they're demanding of your, nicely demanding, but they're taking up a lot of your time and your energy and they're there for you and you're there for them and all those sort of things. Whereas if you can, you know, but you have to remember that a wedding's about these two people. And so treating that as a bit of a palate cleanser to actually say, okay, well, we're actually now going to just go spend some time with each other, you know, have a bit of sorbet, have a bit of that sort of just relax, actually be present with each other. Yeah, a sorbet is a palate cleanser between courses. You know, that's actually what sorbet is for, or at least it could be used for.
I thought it was just like,
welcome
hey
to the
guys,
food podcast with Morgan and Josh.
We couldn't afford good ice cream, so we got some shit ice cream. It's called sorbet.
Some shit. That's what I thought. Whatever, mate. I don't know where you grew up. But anyway, that's kind of how I try and encourage my couples to do it, because if you're there and you're present, then you're not, at least in the first part, I try and take a step back, let people actually have some time and moments with each other. And then from that, great photographs happen because people just automatically start, you know, however many times I try and tell people, just relax, like that doesn't really work.
Yeah, no, I always find with Brit that if she's ever not calm, I just tell her, baby.
Just be calm.
Just calm down.
No, that works
and
every single time.
She just calms down.
It's really good advice.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have a podcast.
I just this out every week.
It's good gear.
So
a palate cleanser.
How do I look natural in photographs?
Oh, that's such a open-ended 5-hour podcast question, which we don't really have time for, but
and
I just think
30 seconds.
I think in a way it is actually as simple as forget you're being photographed, but that's not your job to do. That's actually in a way is the photographer's job to set that scene and allow for that to happen.
But what if we're worried about like a double chin or like, oh, I'm not, I don't know, whatever. Like we're, because we've got those things. Like we know we're being photographed and we want to look beautiful in our photographs. Well, I do
is
anyway.
It, is it, Is it somewhat dismissive if I just say you have to leave it to a professional to do those sort of things? Is that, does you reckon that's a valid answer?
Well, that's what I want people to hear is yeah. that, like, are you thinking about them looking beautiful in photographs?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's, yes. What that's what they want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, we are. I mean, we're never going to publish a bad. Trust me, I take so many bad photos. That's a great. You
just
know,
look at his Instagram
Roberts
feed.
Bad
hey,
photos.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. At Morgan bad Roberts.
No, it's just a normal one at Morgan Roberts weddings.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, mate. We'll do the plugs at the end. I'll do the plugs at the end. Alrighty. Thank you so much. But basically, it is actually quite up to that. Like, we're going to take so many bad ones to get some good ones, just because of the nature of the beast. Hopefully. There's going to be one or two good ones if you get a good photographer. But that's kind of what we bank on is like, look, we know what's good. We have processes and ways to do that. But I really think it all comes down to encouraging an actual space to relax and be with each other that is conducive to great portraits. Other than that, I think it's, yeah.
I have done the smallest amount of TV, maybe more than most people. And I was on the first season of Married at First Sight, which is something I feel I have to say in that point. But that was a really the first shoot day for that was actually really stressful because the director kept on asking me to do things. Mm. Like face this way, turn this way, can you hold it like this? And like there was a bit where because they needed me to hold a book, which is like, you know, I don't hold books in ceremonies, no. But they needed
but
me to hold a book.
That's what a celebrant
that's
does,
what a
guys.
Celebrant yeah. does. Like their main job is holding a book in a ceremony. Not creating an awesome vibe or anything like that. So I needed to hold a book that I would read from because I had to go by the script they had for me. And but I had to hold the book in a way that it looked like I was holding a book, but not too much of it. Was anyway, it was weird.
Do this thing, but don't look like you're doing this thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the directors are just the whole time, they're like, all right, we're going to do that again, but from this angle. We're going to do it again, but with this inflection and blah, 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 blah. And I found that really stressful, just like in this point. Like if I was like, actually just hold the mic like that and actually... Yeah, like
and now be natural.
Yeah, it was. It's really weird. And I know some photographers do the whole chin or whatever. But
I think sometimes it's okay to jump in, but like it's keeping that to a minimum. I think is really important because then the more you do that, the more people could get too self conscious about it. So
yeah. But what I had to learn from the director, and I think it's same for wedding photography, is the director had my best interest in mind. Well, they wanted me / the show to look really good. And is that is that true for wedding photography?
Yeah, 100%. Totally.
You're not hoping people look like dickheads?
I would just hope that no one is ever hoping that ever. I guess that's it.
Okay, good answer. Cool. Morgan Roberts Photography is the name that you see on our website, but his name is Morgan Roberts. His last name is not Photography. Just to
that
clear
would
that
be
up.
That would be very strange. Fate would be very quite a twisted fate that I'd ended
your
up
your parents
doing that.
Are like, no, that is what he's
don't,
doing.
Don't be a psychologist, please. You can find me at Morgan Roberts Weddings on Instagram and also at Morgan Roberts Photo for non-wedding stuff. Like you tried to before, but you did a really bad job because you were making a joke about me at my expense. So anyway, thanks.
Well, talking about plugging things, if you know someone that doesn't watch this show or listen to this podcast, which let me just tell you, is pretty much the whole planet. There's a small chunk of people that are into this and most of the planet isn't into this. So if you know someone on the planet, please let them know that this exists and it may help them. I hope. My name is Josh Withers. This is Morgan Roberts. You've been listening to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Ladies, gents, children, friends, enemies, people that are getting married and people that just stumbled upon this podcast or vlog because they didn't know what they were looking for, you are listening to My Name is Josh Withers and this is Morgan Roberts.
Hey, how you going?
And this is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And today I've dragged my friend Morgan in from the spare bedroom to talk about getting photographed. Now we can, because wedding photography is something you and I talk about forever, but I directly wanted to address something that I think a lot of people are scared of or weird about or just they just don't understand. And because we were talking about this earlier and I don't think I explained it well enough. Before your wedding, so your whole life up until then, every photo is like someone's got a camera and we got a silly grin, that kind of thing. And wedding photos don't look like that because they're different photos. So the question that I want to pose to you is this, how do we get photographed? So, and the situation is, we've just had the ceremony. I've just rocked my ass off as a celebrant.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's giving them a hug and a kiss and a high five.
So we're not talking about the documentary style. We're talking about your port. The stuff that you're freaking out about is, I guess what you mean is your portrait session or your official photo. I hate the official photo. Portrait session is the easy way.
So it's the photos when no one else is there. You're in some sexy woods and there's golden light because the sun's about to fall.
I love those sexy woods.
You're getting photographed in some sexy woods. And I was like, hey, this forest looks shit house.
You and I have been in some sexy woods before.
Wow.
The podcast where we go deep with Josh. Hey. I guess the way I treat it with my couples is, and I tell them before and I remind them on the day, is that there's that little period of time, it's kind of not just a photo session. It's kind of a nice little palate cleanser between where, you know, two pretty busy, traditionally busy moments of the wedding day. So, you know, you've got your ceremony, you've got your reception, and that's where heaps of people are there and they're demanding of your, nicely demanding, but they're taking up a lot of your time and your energy, and they're there for you and you're there for them and all those sort of things. Whereas if you can, you know, but you have to remember that a wedding's about these two people. And so having that, treating that as a bit of a palate cleanser to actually say, okay, well, we're actually now going to just go spend some time with each other, you know, have a bit of sorbet, have a bit of that sort of just relax, actually be present with each other. Yeah, a sorbet is a palate cleanser between courses. You know, that's actually what sorbet is for, or at least it could be used for.
I thought it was just like,
welcome
hey
to the
guys,
food podcast with Morgan and Josh.
We couldn't afford good ice cream, so we got some shit ice cream. It's called sorbet.
Some shit. That's what I thought. Whatever, mate. I don't know where you grew up, but anyway, that's kind of how I try and encourage my couples to do it, because if you're there and you're present, then you're not, at least in the first part, I try and take a step back, let people actually have some time and moments with each other. And then from that, great photographs happen, because people just automatically start, you know, however many times I try and tell people, just relax, like, that doesn't really work.
Yeah, no, I always find with Brit that if she's ever not calm, I just tell her, baby,
just be calm.
Just calm down.
No, that works
and
every single time.
She just calms down.
It's really good advice.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have a podcast.
I dish this out every week. It's
good gear.
So
a palate cleanser.
How do I look natural in photographs?
Oh, that's such a open-ended 5-hour podcast question, which we don't really have time for, but
and
I just think
30 seconds.
I think in a way it is actually as simple as forget you're being photographed, but that's not your job to do. That's actually in a way is the photographer's job to set that scene and allow for that to happen.
But what if we're worried about like a double chin or like, oh, I'm not, I don't know, whatever. Like we're, because we've got those things. Like we know we're being photographed and we want to look beautiful in our photographs. Well, I do anyway.
Is it somewhat dismissive if I just say you have to leave it to a professional to do those sort of things? Do you reckon that's a valid answer?
Well, that's what I want people to hear is that, like, are you thinking about them looking beautiful in photographs?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what they want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, we are. I mean, we're never going to publish a bad. Trust me, I take so many bad photos. that's a great. You
just
know,
look at his Instagram
Roberts
feed.
Bad
hey,
photos.
Hey.
Yeah. Thank you. At
Morgan
bad
Roberts.
Photos.
No, it's just a normal one at Morgan Roberts weddings.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, mate. We'll do the plugs at the end. I'll do the plugs at the end. Alrighty. Thank you so much. But basically, it is actually quite up to that. Like, we're going to take so many bad ones to get some good ones, just because of the nature of the beast. Hopefully. There's going to be one or two good ones if you get a good photographer. But that's kind of what we bank on is like, look, we know what's good. We have processes and ways to do that. But I really think it all comes down to encouraging an actual space to relax and be with each other that is conducive to great portraits. Other than that, I think it's, yeah.
I have done the smallest amount of TV, maybe more than most people. And I was on the first season of Married at First Sight, which is something I feel I have to say in that point. but that was a really the first shoot day for that was actually really stressful because the director kept on asking me to do things.
Mm.
Like face this way, turn this way. Can you hold it like this? And like there was a bit where because they needed me to hold a book, which is like you know I don't hold books in ceremonies, no. but they needed
but
me to hold
what,
a book.
That's what a celebrant
that's
does.
That's what
guys.
A celebrant yeah. does. Like their main job is holding a book in a ceremony, not creating an awesome vibe or anything like that. So I needed to hold a book that I would read from because I had to go by the script they had for me, and but I had to hold the book in a way that it looked like I was holding a book, but not too much of it. Was anyway. It was weird.
Do this thing, but don't look like you're doing this thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the directors are just the whole time, they're like, all right, we're going to do that again, but from this angle. We're going to do it again, but with this inflection and blah, 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 blah. And I found that really stressful, just like in this point. Like if I was like, actually just hold the mic like that and actually... Yeah, like
and now be natural.
Yeah, it was. It's really weird. And I know some photographers do the whole chin or whatever. But
I think sometimes it's okay to jump in, but like it's keeping that to a minimum. I think is really important because then the more you do that, the more people could get too self conscious about it. So
yeah. But what I had to learn from the director, and I think it's same for wedding photography, is the director had my best interest in mind. Well, they wanted me / the show to look really good. And is that is that true for wedding photography?
Yeah, 100%. Totally.
You're not hoping people look like dickheads?
I would just hope that no one is ever hoping that ever. I guess that's it.
Okay, good answer. Cool. Morgan Roberts Photography is the name that you see on our website, but his name is Morgan Roberts. His last name is not Photography. Just to
that
clear
would
that
be
up.
That would be very strange. Fate would be very quite a twisted fate that I'd ended
Your
up.
Your parents
that.
Are like, no, that is what he's
don't,
doing.
Don't be a psychologist, please. You can find me at Morgan Roberts Weddings on Instagram and also at Morgan Roberts Photo for non-wedding stuff. Like you tried to before, but you did a really bad job because you were making a joke about me at my expense. So anyway, thanks.
Well, talking about plugging things, if you know someone that doesn't watch this show or listen to this podcast, which let me just tell you, is pretty much the whole planet. There's a small chunk of people that are into this and most of the planet isn't into this. So if you know someone on the planet, please let them know that this exists and it may help them. I hope. My name is Josh Withers. This is Morgan Roberts. You've been listening to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Ladies, gents, children, friends, enemies, people that are getting married and people that just stumbled upon this podcast or vlog because they didn't know what they were looking for, you are listening to My Name is Josh Withers and this is Morgan Roberts.
Hey, how you going?
And this is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And today I've dragged my friend Morgan in from the spare bedroom to talk about getting photographed. Now we can, because wedding photography is something you and I talk about forever, but I directly wanted to address something that I think a lot of people are scared of or weird about or just they just don't understand. And because we were talking about this earlier and I don't think I explained it well enough. Before your wedding, so your whole life up until then, every photo is like someone's got a camera and we got a silly grin, that kind of thing. And wedding photos don't look like that because they're different photos. So the question that I want to pose to you is this, how do we get photographed? So, and the situation is we've just had the ceremony. I've just rocked my ass off as a celebrant.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's giving them a hug and a kiss and a high five.
So we're not talking about the documentary style. We're talking about the stuff that you're freaking out about is, I guess what you mean is your portrait session or your official, I hate the official, portrait session. Is yeah. the easy way.
So it's the photos when no one else is there. You're in some sexy woods and there's golden light because the sun's about to fall.
I love those sexy woods.
You're getting photographed in some sexy woods. No one's like, hey, this forest looks shit house.
You and I have been in some sexy woods before.
Wow.
The podcast where we go deep with Josh. Hey. I guess the way I treat it with my couples is, and I tell them before and I remind them on the day is that there's that little period of time, it's kind of not just a photo session. It's kind of a nice little palate cleanser between where, you know, two pretty busy, traditionally busy moments of the wedding day. So, you know, you've got your ceremony, you've got your reception, and that's where heaps of people are there and they're demanding of your, nicely demanding, but they're taking up a lot of your time and your energy and they're there for you and you're there for them and all those sort of things. Whereas if you can, you know, but you have to remember that a wedding's about these two people. And so having that, treating that as a bit of a palate cleanser to actually say, okay, well, we're actually now going to just go spend some time with each other. You know, have a bit of sorbet, have a bit of that sort of just relax, actually be present with each other. Yeah. A sorbet is a palate cleanser between courses. You know, that's actually what sorbet's for, or at least it could be used for.
I thought it was just like,
welcome
hey
to the
guys,
food podcast with Morgan and Josh.
We couldn't afford good ice cream, so we got some shit ice cream. It's called sorbet.
Shit, some shit.
That's what I thought.
Whatever, mate. I don't know where you grew up, but anyway, that's kind of how I try and encourage my couples to do it, because if you're there and you're present, then you're not, at least in the first part, I try and take a step back, let people actually have some time and moments with each other. And then from that, great photographs happen, because people just automatically start, you know, however many times I try and tell people, just relax, like, that doesn't really work.
You know, I always find with Brit that if she's ever not calm, I just tell her, baby,
just be calm.
Just calm down.
No, that works
and
every single time.
She just calms down.
It's really good advice.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have a podcast.
I just this out every week.
It's good gear.
So
a palate cleanser.
How do I look natural in photographs?
Oh, that's such a open-ended 5-hour podcast question, which we don't really have time for, but
and
I just
you've
think
got 30 seconds.
I think in a way it is actually as simple as forget you're being photographed, but that's not your job to do. That's actually in a way is the photographer's job to set that scene and allow for that to happen.
But what if we're worried about like a double chin or like, oh, I'm not, I don't know, whatever. Like we're, because we've got those things. Like we know we're being photographed and we want to look beautiful in our photographs. Well, I do anyway.
Is it somewhat dismissive if I just say you have to leave it to a professional to do those sort of things? Do you reckon that's a valid answer?
Well, that's what I want people to hear is that like, are you thinking about them looking beautiful in photographs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what they want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, we are. I mean, we're never going to publish a bad. Trust me. I take so many bad photos. that's a great. You
just
know,
look at his Instagram
Roberts
feed.
Bad
hey,
photos.
Hey.
Yeah. Thank you. At
Morgan
bad
Roberts.
Photos.
No. It's just a normal one at Morgan Roberts weddings.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, mate. We'll do the plugs at the end. I'll do the plugs at the end. Alrighty. Thank you so much. But basically, it is actually quite up to that. Like we're going to take so many bad ones to get some good ones, just because of the nature of the beast. Hopefully. There's going to be one or two good ones if you get a good photographer. But that's kind of what we bank on is like, look, we know what's good. We have processes and ways to do that. But I really think it all comes down to encouraging an actual space to relax and be with each other that is conducive to great portraits. Other than that, I think it's, yeah.
I have done the smallest amount of TV, maybe more than most people. And I was on the first season of Married at First Sight, which is something I feel I have to say in that point. but that was a really the first shoot day for that was actually really stressful because the director kept on asking me to do things like face this way, turn this way. Can you hold it like this? And like there was a bit where because they needed me to hold a book, which is like, you know, I don't hold books in ceremonies, but they needed
but
me to hold
what,
a book.
That's what a celebrant
that's
does.
That's what
guys.
A celebrant does. Like their main job is holding a book in a ceremony. Not creating an awesome vibe or anything like that. So I needed to hold a book that I would read from because I had to go by the script they had for me. But I had to hold the book in a way that it looked like I was holding a book, but not too much of it. It was weird.
Do this thing, but don't look like you're doing this thing.
Yeah. And the directors are just the whole time, they're like, all right, we're going to do that again, but from this angle, we're going to do it again, but with this inflection and blah, 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 blah. And I found that really stressful, just like in this point. Like if I was like, actually just hold the mic like that and actually... Yeah, like
and now be natural.
Yeah, it was. It's really weird. And I know some photographers do the whole chin or whatever. But
I think sometimes it's okay to jump in, but like it's keeping that to a minimum. I think is really important because then the more you do that, the more people could get too self conscious about it.
But what I had to learn from the director, and I think it's same for wedding photography, is the director had my best interest in mind. Well, they wanted me / the show to look really good. And is that is that true for wedding photography?
Yeah, 100%. Totally.
You're not hoping people look like dickheads?
I would just hope that no one is ever hoping that ever. I guess that's it.
Okay, good answer. Cool. Morgan Roberts Photography is the name that you see on our website, but his name is Morgan Roberts. His last name is not Photography, just to
that
clear
would
that
be
up.
That would be very strange. Fate would be very quite a twisted fate that I'd ended
your
up
your parents
doing
are
that.
Like, no, that is what he's
don't,
doing.
Don't be a psychologist, please. You can find me at Morgan Roberts Weddings on Instagram at, and also at Morgan Roberts Photo for non-wedding stuff. Like you tried to before, but you did a really bad job because you were making a joke about me at my expense. So anyway, thanks.
Well, talking about plugging things, if you know someone that doesn't watch this show or listen to this podcast, which let me just tell you, is pretty much the whole planet. There's a small chunk of people that are into this and most of the planet isn't into this. So if you know someone on the planet, please let them know that this exists and it may help them, I hope. My name is Josh Withers. This is Morgan Roberts. You've been listening to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Ladies, gents, children, friends, enemies, people that are getting married and people that just stumbled upon this podcast or vlog because they didn't know what they were looking for, you are listening to My Name is Josh Withers and this is Morgan Roberts.
Hey, how you going?
And this is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And today I've dragged my friend Morgan in from the spare bedroom to talk about getting photographed. Now we can, because wedding photography is something you and I talk about forever, but I directly wanted to address something that I think a lot of people are scared of or weird about or just they just don't understand. And because we were talking about this earlier and I don't think I explained it well enough. Before your wedding, so your whole life up until then, every photo is like someone's got a camera and like, and we take and we got a silly grin, that kind of thing. And wedding photos don't look like that because they're different photos. So the question that I want to pose to you is this, how do we get photographed? So, and the situation is we've just had the ceremony. I've just rocked my ass off as a celebrant.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's giving them a hug and a kiss and a high five.
So we're not talking about the documentary style. We're talking about your the stuff that you're freaking out about is, I guess what you mean is your portrait session or your official, I hate the official, portrait session. Is the easy way.
So it's the photos when no one else is there. You're in some sexy woods and there's golden light because the sun's about to fall.
I love those sexy woods.
You're getting photographed in some sexy woods. No one's like, hey, this forest looks shit house.
You and I have been in some sexy woods before.
Wow.
The podcast where we go deep with Josh. Hey. I guess the way I treat it with my couples is, and I tell them before and I remind them on the day is that there's that little period of time, it's kind of not just a photo session. It's kind of a nice little palate cleanser between where, you know, two pretty busy, traditionally busy moments of the wedding day. So, you know, you've got your ceremony, you've got your reception, and that's where heaps of people are there and they're demanding of your, nicely demanding, but they're taking up a lot of your time and your energy and they're there for you and you're there for them and all those sort of things. Whereas if you can, you know, but you have to remember that a wedding's about these two people. And so having that, treating that as a bit of a palate cleanser to actually say, okay, well, we're actually now going to just go spend some time with each other. You know, have a bit of sorbet, have a bit of that sort of just relax, actually be present with each other. Yeah. A sorbet is a palate cleanser between courses. You know, that's actually what sorbet is for, or at least it could be used for.
I thought it was just like,
welcome
hey
to the
guys,
food podcast with Morgan and Josh.
We couldn't afford good ice cream, so we got some shit ice cream. It's called sorbet.
Some shit. That's what I thought. Whatever, mate. I don't know where you grew up, but anyway, that's kind of how I try and encourage my couples to do it, because if you're there and you're present, then you're not, at least in the first part, I try and take a step back, let people actually have some time and moments with each other. And then from that, great photographs happen because people just automatically start, you know, however many times I try and tell people, just relax, like that doesn't really work.
You know, I always find with Brit that if she's ever not calm, I just tell her, baby,
just be calm.
Just calm down.
No, that works
and
every single time.
She just calms down.
It's really good advice.
Yeah.
I can't believe you have a podcast.
I dish this out every week.
It's good gear.
So
a palate cleanser.
How do I look natural in photographs?
Oh, that's such a open-ended 5-hour podcast question, which we don't really have time for, but
and
I just think
30 seconds.
I think in a way it is actually as simple as forget you're being photographed, but that's not your job to do. That's actually in a way is the photographer's job to set that scene and allow for that to happen.
But what if we're worried about like a double chin or like, because we've got those things. Like we know we're being photographed and we want to look beautiful in our photographs. Well, I do
Is it somewhat dismissive if I just say you have to leave it to a professional to do those sort of things? Do you reckon that's a valid answer?
Well, that's what I want people to hear is that like, are you thinking about them looking beautiful in photographs?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what they want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, we are. I mean, we're never going to publish a bad. Trust me, I take so many bad photos. That's a great. You
just
know,
look at his Instagram Roberts feed.
Bad
hey,
photos.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. At Morgan bad Roberts.
No, it's just a normal one at Morgan Roberts weddings.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, mate. We'll do the plugs at the end. I'll do the plugs at the end. Alrighty. Thank you so much. But basically, it is actually quite up to that. Like, we're going to take so many bad ones to get some good ones, just because of the nature of the beast. Hopefully. There's going to be one or two good ones if you get a good photographer. But that's kind of what we bank on is like, look, we know what's good. We have processes and ways to do that. But I really think it all comes down to encouraging an actual space to relax and be with each other that is conducive to great portraits. Other than that, I think it's, yeah.
I have done the smallest amount of TV, maybe more than most people. And I was on the first season of Married at First Sight, which is something I feel I have to say in that point. But that was a really – the first shoot day for that was actually really stressful because the director kept on asking me to do things. Mm. Like face this way, turn this way, can you hold it like this? And like there was a bit where because they needed me to hold a book, which is like, you know, I don't hold books in ceremonies, no. But they needed
but
me to hold a book.
That's what a celebrant
that's
does,
That's what
guys.
A celebrant yeah. does. Like their main job is holding a book in a ceremony. Not creating an awesome vibe or anything like that. So I needed to hold a book that I would read from because I had to go by the script they had for me. But I had to hold the book in a way that it looked like I was holding a book, but not too much of it. Was, anyway, it was weird.
Do this thing, but don't look like you're doing this thing.
Yeah. And the directors are just the whole time, they're like, all right, we're going to do that again, but from this angle. We're going to do it again, but with this inflection and blah, 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 blah. And I found that really stressful, just like in this point. Like if I was like, actually just hold the mic like that and actually... Yeah, like
and now be natural.
Yeah, it was. It's really weird. And I know some photographers do the whole chin or whatever. But
I think sometimes it's okay to jump in, but like it's keeping that to a minimum. I think is really important because then the more you do that, the more people could get too self conscious about it. So
yeah. But what I had to learn from the director, and I think it's same for wedding photography, is the director had my best interest in mind. Well, they wanted me / the show to look really good. And is that is that true for wedding photography?
Yeah, 100%. Totally.
You're not hoping people look like dickheads?
I would just hope that no one is ever hoping that ever. I guess that's it.
Okay, good answer. Cool. Morgan Roberts Photography is the name that you see on our website, but his name is Morgan Roberts. His last name is not Photography. Just to
that
clear
would
that
be
up.
That would be very strange. Fate would be very quite a twisted fate that I'd ended
Your
up.
Your parents
that.
Are like, no, that is what he's
don't,
doing.
Don't be a psychologist, please. You can find me at Morgan Roberts Weddings on Instagram and also at Morgan Roberts Photo for non-wedding stuff. Like you tried to before, but you did a really bad job because you were making a joke about me at my expense. So anyway, thanks.
Well, talking about plugging things, if you know someone that doesn't watch this show or listen to this podcast, which let me just tell you, is pretty much the whole planet. There's a small chunk of people that are into this and most of the planet isn't into this. So if you know someone on the planet, please let them know that this exists and it may help them. I hope. My name is Josh Withers. This is Morgan Roberts. You've been listening to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married.